Rufai.
We are in a very troubled place as we speak. And this probably justifies the kind of feeling that one has had in the past, that something, you know, something is just not right. And now it's being exhibited. We won't go over the issue so as not to waste time of what has led us to where we are, the currency swap, the currency redesign, and so on and so forth. By now, everybody has an opinion on it. And we believe that the president, I believe that the president did it for good measure. But there is resistance. And ironically, the resistance is coming from the party in power. So the party in power now, you can comfortably say, is divided down the line.
What an irony.
What an irony. Thank you very much, Sheriff. What an irony. And the other side, let's put it bluntly, the candidates' people are getting very, very desperate. Very, very desperate. And I can comfortably say it is not for the masses. It's for the because they keep harping on the fact that it is for the principal to lose the election. How? Nobody has told us specifically, though all of us have a fair idea of what they are talking about, which is unfortunate. Now, El-Rufai went yesterday, broadcast to his people, people of Kaduna State, and told them not to obey the president's directive. I know you are not a lawyer, Sheriff. Answer this question in truth. Let me use a careful word. Doesn't it sound treasonable?
Yes, it is.
You know, to go out there,
100%,
broadcast to the people and tell them. And you also tell them that they should keep spending their money outside the CBN's directive. And that, don't worry, when we get into power, we will compensate you. We'll make sure that this happens. The question to my people in Kaduna, what if they don't get into power? What happens to your money? My appeal to the Kaduna State people is that do not let these politicians deceive you and drive you aground. But it now doesn't stop there. The seemingly treason that shows a bad sign ahead is embedded in this paragraph that I want to read. It's from The Punch, page 26. Headline, Naira design plot to scuttle elections, installed interim government, El-Rufai. It says, in pursuit of the objectives, El-Rufai claimed the central bank and those he described as other disgruntled federal officials. You see, he's always crafty with the words. I've said, if he wants to face the president, he should face him squarely, but he's gotten close enough. He says, and other disgruntled federal officials had convinced the president that it was fine for ordinary citizens to be dispossessed of their hard-earned money and starved, if need be, while small and medium-sized businesses were deprived of access to their capital, therefore bringing trade and exchange to a grinding halt. You know, that is one paragraph. You see, that sentiment is pitching the people against the president. But look at this other one. It says, they also sought to achieve one or more of the following objectives. Create a nationwide short of cash so that citizens are incited to vote against APC candidates across the board, resulting in massive losses for the party in all the elections. Ensure that the cash crunch is so serious, along with the contrived and enduring fuel shortage existing since September 2022, that the 2023 elections do not hold at all. Leading to an interim national government to be led by a retired army general. Now, question to ask security forces. If this man did not have immunity, where would he be? So because he has immunity, so what do we do? That is a problem for the DSS and security officials to solve. But what I know is that no government, and I repeat, no government worth its salt will allow the perpetration of this kind of discourse to go on unchallenged. So the question is, what is the federal government under President Buhari going to do about this? This is incitement. And so if he says that he has heard that that this government is planning an interim government to be headed by a major general, It would be nice for him to explain what exactly is he talking about. Unfortunately, the president himself is out of the country at this crucial time. I don't know why he was not advised that this is not a time, you know, for him to leave the scenario. And I hate to refer to it. The president should have had a sense of history about what happened in 1984. It was whilst he was outside the country that the footballer came in. Sorry?
No, nothing, nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
I thought you were saying that I was wrong.
No, no,
I
no. No, I'm actually agreeing with you. It's completely out of place.
It's out of place.
It's ill-timed for him to have left the country
Believe you me, the optics are not good. It looks like a sign of weakness.
It shouldn't have gone anywhere.
We need the president to be with him.
It shouldn't have gone anywhere.
You see, the truth is, most Nigerians, if you listen to the radio this morning, at least Nigeria Info, I don't know about other stations, almost everybody who called in has a sense of what is going on. Mm-hmm. These people are not fighting for anybody's freedom or convenience. It looks as if a lot of our politicians have been caught pants down.
That's right.
With this money.
That's right.
And therefore, the days ahead, and they are ready, I get a sense that they are ready to give all that they've got, that they have, to see if they can change the tide. The question you then ask yourself is, do they see defeat ahead? If they have seen defeat ahead, how desperate would they be? The question you also need to ask yourself and pray to God that you did not get your PVC in vain. That's where we'll drop it for today. We'll continue. He will continue on Monday. I'll continue when I come on Tuesday.
Let's take our second story. It reads, governors, hate speech, extremism among threats to polls, IG.
The Inspector General, the head of the police, says, and I read from the Punch, with about 1 week to the presidential election, the police force said it would deploy 310,973 of its personnel to over the polling units for the exercise. The IG disclosed this yesterday in Abuja, noted that as much as the Nigerian police has perfected plans to engender a peaceful electoral process, the following have been identified as possible challenges. One, hate speech. There's a lot of that going around. Especially amongst the politicians. Go to the social media and their supporters. There's a lot of that going around. Political intolerance and extremism, as well as anti-democratic conduct of some state governors and other strategic political actors, which would inflame the political space. I have a fair idea of those he's referring to. Nigeria has been boxed into a corner once again. And I believe that this could have been, it could have been prevented if Mr. President early in the day had taken control of the process somewhat. Because we're a developing country. Our democracy has not matured. Therefore, you can't sit back and say, let the will of the people prevail. It doesn't work like that in this kind of country. Those of us who are remotely involved in the process that produced the late Yar'Adua know the influence that Obasanjo played in that process. Otherwise, Obasanjo would have had to hand over to a money bag. The story says that he was the one who truncated that ambition. This man had loads of money, loads of that. It was Obasanjo who called him in at the primaries and showed him his report and said, I dare you to go on. This is where I think the fault lies. We shouldn't have gotten this far if the president had done what I would consider the needful early enough. Because where we are is a bad place. I'm not anti-democracy. I'm a realist. Democracy thrives where the majority understand the issues and have the national good at heart, not poverty, impoverished people in areas of influence who have influenced other poverty-driven people. That's why we are in the mess we are today. How can we in 2023 be talking about voting being influenced by money? It gives you money to vote. That's not democracy. So that's why we are in this mess. I blame the president for that. I'm sorry. How we are going to get out of it is in the hands of God, in all honesty. Because the people, the two parties are very, very strong, both for and against. And only God will see how all this will end. So that's what the IG has said, and that lays credence to the fact that we are in a very, very sensitive time. I'm going to be calling on people, you out there, be very careful at this point in time that you don't get caught up in something that is not really and truly your own business.
And before we move on to our next story, we'd like to call on the authorities, the police, all security agencies in Lagos to help douse the tension that we're hearing, the report we're getting right now. It's happening in town, some areas. We are getting a report of unrest in not just in one area in Lagos, in quite a handful of areas here. Mile 12, Iyanaiba, Owodi Oniri, Ojota, and the list is increasing. So please, authorities, let them swing into action. If you don't have any business out there today, please stay at home, okay? All right. We're going to move on now. Vanguard is our next paper, page 5. Naira policy gets saboteurs arrested, tried, Buhari tells CBN.
Well, I don't know why it's in the papers today, because he already said that yesterday. The only reason why I'm picking up this one is because of the other riders. Policy hurting APC, reps lament. You see, the House of Reps is lamenting that the policy is hurting APC, not all of them. That should spark something in your head. Meet Buhari Emefiele, IGP others in Aso Rock, say each rep needs, they meet Emefiele and IGP others in Aso Rock, say each rep needs 70 million cash to execute election. You might need 70 million to execute the election. You are going to be paying the printer, playing the campaign grounds, whatever. But why must it be cash? I have no doubt that you'd need about 70 million. I have no problem with that. But for crying out loud, why must it be cash?
Yeah. I mean, why do you have a problem with that one?
Why do you have a problem with that one if you're going to be paying for the state, for the drummers, for this and that?
Must it be cash?
You can do so. Must it be cash? Nobody has said don't spend your money. Let's get something clear. And get this loud and clear before we get carried away. Nobody has said you cannot spend your cash as you want. The truth is that you have access to your account. What you don't have is cash across the counter. It's a problem. That's not to say it's not a problem. It's a problem. But let's get this straight. So when you say you need 70 million, why cash? If you're paying people 5,000, 10,000 legitimately, why can't you do it? You must have an accountant. You must have a campaign office. Why can't you process the money through there? Why must you be carrying bundles of cash? It reminds me of the good old days when we used to go and buy cars what's this place called now?
What's that?
Mile 2.
Okay.
Mile 2, the automobile car. You carry one big bag and put it under your arm to pay for the cargo. These processes are there. Nobody has said. And people make a lot of... It's true that the network breaks down, but it's not as if it's not working. We do transfers, we do all kinds of things, use our card, so it's not, let's get this very clear. It is bad, yes, but it's still redeemable. ATM stations now wrestling grounds. CBN governor meets bank executives and directs them to make, like we thought it would happen, to make 200 naira notes available. They probably would be bringing a lot of 200 naira notes to the machines and so on and so forth. And they plead with Nigerians to allow Naira design policy work. And I also lend my voice to that appeal. But please, let us let this process work.
Right. And just an update on the arrest. We are hearing that police and the military, they have intervened in some areas, but some areas are still expecting their intervention. Please be careful, okay? And thank you to the security forces as well for prompt response. Thank you. Let's take this one here from The Punch. Naira crisis broadcast sans lampoon Buhari for overruling Supreme Court.
Okay, so let's now, this is the legal side, and this is the part that concerns the lawyers. I have no opinion about that. I'm more concerned with the political and social, because that's what affects us directly. Mm. I'm not a lawyer, so but I'll just quickly go through what they're saying. Oyetibo says that, Tayo Oyetibo, SAN, says that Buhari cannot override Supreme Court order. Adegborua says that he calls it executive rascality. Yusuf Ali, SAN, says that this is not Stone Age. Falano says that corrupt elite increasing people's suffering. That's the headline here. Anthony Ojukwu, SAN, says that the policy is good for Nigerians. Okay? He says, let me quickly read this. I don't use money. I use my card. I don't have a single naira note, and I mean it. As I'm talking to you, for the past 2 weeks, I've not touched a single naira note. I don't bother. Anything I can't do with my ATM, I forget. Okay, you're a big man now. Okwara believes that Buhari's broadcast is an invitation to chaos. But there is a dissenting voice here that I picked. Is also in the punch. It's on page 22, just in case you have the paper and you want to quickly refer it. And this is Chidi Odikalu, professor of law, and he was on channels yesterday. And he said that the presidency has not disobeyed the Supreme Court order. And he says that neither the president nor the CBN had disobeyed the orders of the court, adding that the authority of the country's currency outweighed the matter. He says the Supreme Court, to the best of my knowledge, has not said what people are meaning, presenting it as having said. Okay? Because that is not a policy of the court. It's a misplacement of the capabilities and assets of a court for it to get to that kind of thing. I suspect what the Supreme Court has said is preserve the status quo ante until we hear the case status quo ante. This is Latin. It's a preserve the status quo ante until we hear the case status quo antebellum. Which is what was before the onset of litigation. Now, the question then becomes, what was the status quo antebellum that you are trying to preserve? And this is where the laziness of the judicial system, as well as the limitations of law, actually come to view. Because status quo antebellum, or whatever it is, was the central bank circular on when this thing should stop. So actually, to that extent, I suspect that this is the advice the president got. He has not breached anything. If you want to read his full treatise, but the other sons are saying things that other lawyers have said. They believe in separation of powers and that the Supreme Court is supreme.
Indeed. Now, let's go to this story here. It's 751 from our studios. We're going to start this time from page 4 of the Vanguard. Are you sure I don't have any other story in there, somewhere in there?
No, this was the main story. This is the one with the Why do lawyers use Latin? Is it to bubble also?
Well,
who understands Latin?
They would tell. Maybe.
Okay, when Odikalu said antebellum now, I've been scratching my head that what could that mean? There's no dictionary here. Do we have any?
No, we don't have Latin dictionary.
Do we have a software that we can use to translate it?
Liberals will be laughing like crazy.
The two sets of professionals that I don't like being anywhere near them are the accountants and the lawyers.
Yeah.
The Godabare. All he wants to say that Latin is that the Supreme Court probably doesn't have the jurisdiction to give a ruling on whatever it is. But I don't know about antebellum or anti-malaria or whatever it is. Me that I got zero in Latin. You know I did Latin.
You told me.
Then I got zero. Then Papa Okon, so that you won't go and put 7 in front of it.
Yeah.
He will draw the ears. And even with my friend.
Which, who is that?
Bartolomew. He got zero.
Uncle Oleg by zero.
Even my friend Akitoye, who is a lawyer today, I saw back the day he got zero.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh boy, let's go take.
Let's laugh a bit. you know, it sounds all nice and humorous.
Yeah.
But you need to see the way our hearts, my own heart at least, is panting here about what could be in store for us next week. Please, let's be very careful.
Yeah.
Let's lose the seriousness of what we're talking about because we try to lighten it.
Mm.
Even from today, you better be careful, please.
Yeah.
Be extra careful.
Mm. Polls reject candidates with questionable traits. Catholic bishops, that's in the Vanguard.
Oh, God bless the bishops. God, unfortunately, don't have enough time. They have us just don't. How can you vote for somebody with questionable traits? You don't need a bishop to tell you that. They say that we encourage all eligible citizens to come out en masse to vote for God-fearing, honest. That's a tough call, though, for politicians, God-fearing and honest.
Mm.
Vibrant and transparent leaders for a better Nigeria. This is a tough call, and a bishop. I think we have to ask the bishops to pray to God to bring such people. And they say we equally call on the law enforcement agents whose primary duty is to enforce law and order and ensure the protection of persons and materials during the elections to efficiently and professionally carry out their responsibilities without fear, favor, or partiality. Come to think of it, in this this redesign of the Naira, I hope you know that a lot of people in public service also affected. So to what extent will they be ready to support the president?
Mm. Mm.
That is the complex part of it all. To what extent will they be ready to support the president in this? That is, even those who are supposed to enforce the law. Let's be honest. A lot of them have been caught pants down. You know. Oga police, Oga me, sometimes bags are home. You know, and that increases our dilemma. But we believe that God will prevail. You know, we believe that God will prevail. They also are not, they, in the same manner, they also advise the youths not to allow themselves to be used as thugs and agents of destruction and violence during and after the elections. Mm-hmm. We are at the same time enjoin voters to ensure that proper counting is done before the transmission of the results. They also condemn the practice of vote buying and selling, noting that it was aimed at frustrating and compromising the free choice of the people. We vehemently continue, that is the bishops, I'm not a bishop, we vehemently continue to condemn this practice and urge all politicians and the electorate to avoid this unlawful and sinful practice and embrace the values of human dignity, integrity, and decency in order to have free, fair, and credible elections. They also enjoined all judges. And lawyers to see themselves as ministers in the temple of truth and justice and work to make judiciary the last hope of the common man.
Yeah, interesting. We will stop here for this morning. What's coming up at 9?
People's Parliament.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure Jesu Lokwaye is here with his other three people.
Okay.
But we will dive in and out of these issues too.
All right, brilliant.
Maybe I can get Odikalu on the phone. The first question I want to ask him is, what is the meaning of Mbebelum?
Antebellum.
Is it Antebellum or
Mbebelum? Antebellum.
Are we sure we are pronouncing it right? Why do you think it would be Antebellum?
I mean, I can look for the meaning.
So by the way, Yoruba means it would be Antebellum. Antebellum. Oh,
my word. All right, so we have to go now. Thank you so much for coming.
I'll see you at 9.
Yes, miss. Let's bring you the news at the top of the hour. Thank you for being a part of Dailies today. This is the concluding part. But after the news at 8, we'll do open mic. We'll continue with the open mic we started at 5 this morning. Lagos, good morning to you.
I know say everybody getting time, I don't go lose faith. As I say, also every day, I'm all I know they look face. But I know say one day I go make up. Yes, I know say one day I go blow. We move, we move, we move, we move, we move. We move, we move. I know say one day I go make up. Yes, I know say one day I go blow.
Turn that fear into victory. What are we doing today?
Wait. Remember our guy, Femo? What a character.
Yes. Remember his usual 50 naira for 1 hour.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that.